Claudette's with us from Wellington. Got tears in my eyes, sis. I was away, of course, when that news broke. But just unbelievable. And you got to treasure those around you and treasure every day. You're living, I guess. So sad. Claudette, thank you. Thanks for putting that piece together. He used to call me Matua. I used to be a bit shy about that too. So, I'm quite not that old, am I? But, you know, that was just a mark of respect. If you saw, and of course, we had reason to liaise when he stood for the mayoralty, which I was very touched that he had a go, even though he wasn't successful. Claudette, thank you for putting that lovely piece together. And sadly, his maiden and valedictory speech has become one. Hoki maida, te tohine tēnā koe.
O tēnā koe, Dale. When he called you friend, you really knew you had a friend. And from the first time I met FSO was when I went into Parliament National, and I knew he was centre-left, more left than I could ever imagine myself to be. I went to see him when he was a Manukau councillor, local board councillor, Ōtara Papatoi, and it was like meeting an old, old, dear friend, and we became just, well, I mean, you know, when you were in his company, you were made to feel that you were the only person in the whole wide world, apart from his beautiful wife, Bea, and his two babies, of course. So he was everybody's friend. He was my friend, and I was so honoured to be at his maiden speech. And, of course, as we heard, that it also became his valedictory. So, yeah, just bereft. Parliament is bereft. In this very short time, he touched everybody's heart, those across the House as well. They are all bereft.
He had some ugliness too when he stood for the mayoralty and then raised issues about Police 10-7. He copped some horrible racist attacks across the media. And for a time there, I'm sure he even received some death threats, which he had to take seriously. And I know that that made him question his role in public life too, when you've got threats against your household, your tamariki, and your loved ones. But nevertheless, his attitude towards serving the people remained. Long-time Labor guy, eventually got there with a green hat on. And now sadly lost to us. There are many people paying tribute to him, as obviously we are and should. You've got some clips to share with us today from Wellington as well, which might reinforce the situation with the festival, but also other political matters. Call it all my, Claudette.
So, yes. It doesn't seem quite right, really, to talk about what the other things happening.
Look, I understand. That's fine. We can do that next week, sis. We don't have to roll through that now. I see the Greens have made a statement. People have just been reeling in shock, really, and at the hui I was at, in disbelief as well. So, you know, very comfortable to just leave our focus with the festival.
Yes, and I want to pick up on your point around Labor. FSO was Labor through and through. He got on to the council on behalf of Labor, Ōtara Papatoi. He got on to Manukau City Council. He took Labor into that council when he became the councillor for Manukau. And yet he put his name into the hat for Labor in that area, in Papatoi area, on a couple of occasions to represent them down in Wellington, and he was never chosen. And then he decided to go to the Green Party. I think Labor had a missed opportunity there to have that, to have Whaanana into Parliament a hell of a lot earlier. And so I think they will also be thinking about how they treat their very, very loyal servants. who do the groundwork for them. Lest I hope they're rethinking how they treat those very loyal servants of theirs. Because it's not the only occasion where we get individuals that are servants to a particular party and then get overshadowed because there are some other trends happening that they see at that time. Rather than looking at the long term, they look at trends and then pick up on that because that's what's more expedient for them when it comes time for voting. So I hope now is a good time for Labor to rethink their strategy. And on Labor, just moving aside from Whanganā just a little bit, I am really proud to see that there are two Wahine Pasifika in the top three for Labor. Barbara Edmonds now comes in as the Kaikōrero for Finance, taking over from Grant Robertson, who's going to also be a huge loss to Labor and to Parliament. And then, of course, the Deputy Leader for Labor, Kamau Sepuluni, fantastic. I'm just wanting to know where our Māori members within the Labor caucus are and why they aren't further up above above five, as an example. So you've got Chris Hipkins, you've got Kamau Sepuluni, you've got Barbara Edmonds, you've got Megan Woods, you've got Ginny Anderson, and then you've got, the likes of Willie Jackson. I would have wanted to see our Māori MPs a little bit further up. I would have liked to have seen Willie further up, probably behind Barbara Edmonds, as an example. I would have liked to have seen Pushler end up with a portfolio. Shannon Hulbert takes on local council and the new portfolio, Takatāpui, which is what Lewis Awar had been championing, although there wasn't a separate portfolio during her time. That's great. Arena Williams, I would have liked to have seen her come in as treaty negotiations. Kaikōrero shadow spokesperson, as an example. That portfolio has gone to Ginny Anderson. Why the Crown, and it's not just Labor, but National does it as well. It seems to be a Crown thing that the Crown, the Minister for Treaty Negotiations on behalf of the Crown, is always a Pākehā. I'm sorry, but when you're in Parliament, you're all the Crown. You know, you're all the Crown. And if I was, Labor, I would have broken that mould and gone with somebody that actually knows what's happening on the ground amongst our whānau and iwi out there as they try to navigate that whole negotiation process. I would have taken Arena Williams and given her that portfolio. I would have also have considered the former Speaker, Adrian Rudafia, further up there. I would have given local government to Willie Jackson, whether he wanted it. I'm not 100% sure, but, I don't know. I'm thinking what is Labor doing? Do they not want those Māori seats back?
Interesting stuff, Claudette. Thanks very much. Thanks for sharing some thoughts about your friend. We're all really in shock from that reality. But, Labor could do well to hold a mirror up to some of the decisions that they are making, recognises some super talent that they haven't utilised, and Claudette's keeping her eyes and ears on the political manoeuvres out of Wellington. Thanks, Claudette. Kia pai tō rawhakata. We'll catch up on Monday.
Nā mahi,
Dad. Tēnā koe. Thank you, Claudette. More to come about the funeral arrangements.